This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
Social media. Just saying those two words can cause different feelings for different people. And Callie Jo Coates is owner of Breyer Marketing and shares why all these apps and social media platforms can be a bit overwhelming when sharing and marketing your dairy business.
Social media, there's some people that are very, very specific to what we call the algorithm on social media. So if you're going to be on social media, you need to know this algorithm and you need to be pushing content in that way. We also have people who are of the, if you are on social media, you need to be doing everything and anything on that social media channel and da, da, da. What I boil down in social media to is social media is you being social online. It is not meant to just continuously put stuff out there and walk away and say, yep, I'm done. I did what I needed to do. When you're looking at social media, you want to choose one. So we have like the heavy hitters that you probably know of like Facebook, Twitter, which is now X, YouTube, LinkedIn, Instagram, Pinterest, TikTok. I mean, and this screen has more logos than you will ever know because honestly, some of them are very niche specific. So there are ones that are specific to travel. There's ones that are specific to gaming online. And so as we look at social media, it can get overwhelming in that regard because you can really go wherever you want, but just pick one. And when I say pick one, you might be going, well, I don't know which one I should choose. And that's okay because we have to ask ourselves, what are our goals with social media? Why do you want to share your story or your business or your farm on social media? I know for some people, the reason they want to share is because they want to make more sales. So if you have an agribusiness that you're still selling direct to consumer and you, or even if you are selling business to business and you want to reach other businesses, you might be using that social media to be able to reach an audience that you can't reach otherwise. There's other people who their reason why is because they want to share the agricultural story with the general public, which is great. But in everything that you're doing on that social media, the why is so important, not only because that's why you're making your content, but it also keeps you motivated when you're on social media. The second thing we look at is what type of content do you want to create? So video to some degree is king. That is where we're seeing a lot of traction within social media. So with reels and short form videos, we are getting to a lot of people because that's what's getting pushed out by our social media channels. You have the videos, we're getting new, gaining new followers, and they're still seeing all your other content. It's a great way to attract new followers. But on the flip side, if you're not comfortable doing it, there's still so many other ways to build your marketing. Something too to keep in mind is identifying your audience. Who are you trying to target and how are you getting to them? The big takeaway from this, understanding whether or not you want to be on social media, because you have a choice. You don't have to be on social media. There are other ways to promote yourself. Social media is just a really good avenue to reach a lot of people. So have that very candid conversation with yourself of, is this going to benefit me? Is it going to benefit my business? Is it going to benefit my goals? And then after doing that, pick one social media channel and really work at it. Know that there are options out there. So looking at outsourcing and, you know, having that conversation within your entity or with yourself, just saying, is it worth it to me to pay someone else to do this? You know, after you have in the arsenal of, okay, I want to be a part of social media, whether that be that someone else is doing it or I'm doing it, keeping that in your pocket and knowing that and go forward and just start. Because if you don't start somewhere, you're never going to get anywhere. And that's something that I tell a lot of people as we go forward is it can be messy. Don't worry about the mess. You can always delete things down the road. You can hide things down the road and that's okay. But you need to just get started somewhere.
And that's Callie Jo Coates, owner of Breyer Marketing.
When is the best time to talk to your family about staying in touch during a disaster? Amid the chaos? Or is the best time perhaps today? Go to ready.gov/communicate and make your emergency plan today. Don't wait. Communicate. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Tomorrow, we'll check in with Dr. Mike Hutchins with our Feed Forum Friday. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.